A proposal floated to Milwaukee's Common Council earlier this week has sparked a conversation about how the city hires its police chief.
A resolution from one Milwaukee alderman is looking to make the position elected, letting city voters pick their chief as opposed to a chief being appointed.
But the idea is getting some real pushback, coming from some other council members, Mayor Tom Barrett, and at least one state lawmaker.
Alderman Khalif Rainey represents Milwaukee's 7th District, which includes the Lincoln Creek and Sherman Park neighborhoods, among others. And he's with us now to talk about the plan. Alderman Rainey, welcome back to Central Time.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So where did this idea come from, and why did you want to pursue this?
Well, I mean, ultimately, here in the city of Milwaukee, we have issues between the community and the police. And I think allowing the community to have a greater voice in this conversation by allowing the police chief to become elected, it could potentially change outcomes. I myself, who is an elected official, I go door to door, talk to constituents, get an understanding of what it is they would like to see here in the city of Milwaukee. Ultimately, through the campaign process, the process itself is what shapes outcomes. So I think if a police chief had to actually be accountable to the residents of the city of Milwaukee in a greater way, I think that very well could shape and make a difference in how policing is conducted here in the city of Milwaukee.
So right now, the police chief is appointed by the Fire and Police Commission. Has that commission not done enough in your eyes to hold a police chief, whoever it might be, accountable?
Well, for me personally, I'm just kind of astonished at the idea that, you know, there's a body that's considered to be, you know, wiser than the electorate themselves. You know, this is an electorate that, you know, sent me down. They had the wisdom to send myself and, you know, 14 other members of the common council along with the mayor. Why do they not have the ability to have discernment and make a decision about who is the chief of police in their community? I just really don't understand the concept.
So I want to talk about some of the pushback that you've gotten to this idea. We will hear from Alderman Mark Borkowski. He criticized the plan, pointing to Milwaukee County's former Sheriff David Clark. Here's what he had to say.
We've just gone through 8 or 10 years of an elected sheriff, and it was an absolute disaster. We had a demagogue out of control and then not doing his job, and he was elected, and nobody could hold him accountable to anything.
On a similar note, Mayor Tom Barrett has said, should we really have a politician running the police department? What do you make of these points, and is it sort of dangerous to get politics involved in this?
You know, first and foremost, when you're discussing the county sheriff, this is Milwaukee County, which is comprised of 19 municipalities. Milwaukee County is not only the city of Milwaukee, but it's also Hell's Corners, Cudahy, South Milwaukee, Greenfield, Glendale. These are communities that have different political ideologies than the city of Milwaukee. The city of Milwaukee being a city that has elected a Democratic mayor nearly its entire existence. So to say that a personality such as Sheriff Clark could be elected, you know, I think that that's insulting to the, you know, people of the city of Milwaukee. I think that they would see through that. And when you talk about, you know, politicizing the process in which a police chief is, you know, ascends to that level, I mean, right now, city of Milwaukee aldermen have a great deal of ability, you know, as it relates to licenses, real estate, you know, the mayor has a great deal of ability. All of these elected positions hold major influence. So to think that, you know, one is greater than the other, or to imagine that elected officials themselves actually advocating against democracy or elected office, again, I'm baffled.
We're talking right now with Alderman Khalif Rainey. He represents Milwaukee's 7th District, and we are talking about his proposal to how the city selects a police chief. And I'm also wondering, Representative Alderman Rainey, some might look at this proposal and say, well, maybe you're just dissatisfied with the current police chief, Alfonso Morales. Is that it?
Not at all. I mean, this is not about personality. This is about process. You know, what I'm trying to do is give a greater voice to the people of this city. What I would like to see is the people of the city of Milwaukee actually affecting change in how policing is conducted in their community. Again, if a police chief had to get out here on the south side and talk to Mr. Martinez, if he had to get out here and talk to Ms. Stankowski, talk to Ms. Jackson, that would make a great deal of influence on how he polices as an elected official. He would have to take those things into consideration if he wanted to continue to be the chief of police in the city of Milwaukee. I think it's something that should be given some consideration. Ultimately, at the end of the day, what should be considered is how can we increase the participation of our city residents in this process. In Baltimore, they've examined different ways to widen that ability to give the community a greater voice. If you look at the process in which Morales became chief, there are some people who took exception as it related to public meeting notice. You know, so there's issues with the process. And again, why should there be someone more wiser than the electorate to select the police chief? It's the same people who elect me, elect the mayor. And lastly, I think with a issue like this on the ballot, it could actually draw one of the largest participations in the election ever here in the city of Milwaukee.
Do you think that candidates, let's say that this proposal went through, do you think we would see candidates running for the city's police chief that maybe they're individuals that wouldn't be considered for an appointment otherwise?
Possibly. You know, ultimately, one way that we can kind of tailor the candidates who are actually qualified to run is codifying some of that education, some of that experience required. So, you know, there's ways the city can address this matter systematically and make sure that it still brings forth candidates who have great value. But again, ultimately, it's something that we should give a greater eye to.
One other concern that I wanted just to bring up is whatever race that we're talking about, whether it be for state assembly, state senate, Congress, people are going to worry about money and outside influence coming into a race. Is that something that you're thinking about as well with this proposal?
I mean, money's not involved in campaigns. That's the electoral process that's established not just here in Milwaukee, but this country. It's my belief. I have confidence in the electorate. I have the belief that they will be able to have a discernment and still determine, despite how much money was spent, that who's the quality that's good for them and their community, especially on a topic such as the police chief. I think that when people have the ability to actually come out and have a conversation about their experiences and what they've gone through and what they would like to see done in their community, I think the person who actually runs for that office will have to be someone who is really willing to dig in and do that. I think if you weren't prepared to do that, those type of candidates wouldn't even run.
So talk more about how you plan on going forward with this and what else you're planning on talking to your fellow aldermen, trying to get the city on board. How are you going about trying to gain support for this proposal?
Well, I think that, you know, the conversation alone has produced some good discussion. For example, Alderman Bauman said that, you know, it should be another role, another opportunity played by appointment and accountability to the Common Council. You know, again, this is simply just a directive to our lobbyists to go to the state of Wisconsin and to have this conversation with them to consider this type of policy. I just want to have a conversation. Right now we had an incident with Sterling Brown. We had the uprising in Sherman Park. You know, these are things that, as a community, we have to get a hold of. We have to figure out how to get better outcomes. So the conversation being had alone, I think, is a win.
And I'm curious, too. I mean, obviously, this issue of whether or not a police chief in Milwaukee should be appointed or elected doesn't exist with a vacuum. Within a vacuum, other people have pointed to the department and said, hey, there are other problems that we need to solve. Do you see this as sort of like a standalone proposal, or are there other reforms that kind of need to go along with this?
I definitely think there are other reforms that should occur in addition to this type of policy. I think there's a lot of things that could be addressed. You know, at this moment, I'm just specifically focused on having this conversation. That's the conversation of having the chief of police elected in the city of Milwaukee.
And should this go forward, it would have to go to the state legislature. What do you think it would take to get the legislature on board with something like this?
Probably, you know, some sessions with the people here in the city of Milwaukee, actually taking time to engage with the residents and understand their perspective. You know, I think if they heard from the residents themselves as to what the value of such a process would be, I think it could be compelling.
And going forward, there's going to be a lot more discussion about this. You're going to be engaging constituents. Have you heard from a lot of constituents that, you know, should they get the chance to vote on it? This is something that they really want to shape, and this is something that they would really like to have a voice in going forward.
You know, interesting enough, one of the things that has, you know, come to light just from the conversation is that I don't believe that citizens truly realize how they were circumvented in this process. You know, the police chief just somewhat just arrives and they're like, oh, we got a new police chief. You know, I think that them now having an understanding, and I receive text messages like, wow, that's a good point. You know, I really think that could shape public safety outcomes if we had a greater conversation and he was accountable to the actual residents and not accountable to the mayor or accountable to the police and fire commission. So, yeah, it's something that constituents have responded to.
Well, Alderman Rainey, and we're going to have to jump in because we're just about out of time. Okay. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Wonderful. Appreciate time. Take care.
Yeah, you too. Alderman Khalif Rainey was with us. He represents the 7th District of Milwaukee, and he was with us to talk about his proposal to make the city's police chief an elected position.
Coming up after the news, we'll talk about the cost of emotional labor in the workforce. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson.
And I'm Chris Molina. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network.